For those of you that aren't familiar with what the performance measures are, they're basically statistics that allow programs to assess the impact of certain elements of their prevention programs. And these estimates are reported twice a year so that you can see changes over time as well. So that's very nice about them. So what the new performance measures that I'm talking about are, it's the timely treatment of women with chlamydia or gonorrhea at STD clinics, and it's the proportion of women with positive CT or GC tests who are treated within 14 and 30 days of specimen collection date. So I just want to stress that there are two categories. It's 14 and 30 days for the cutoff times. And the rationale for focusing on the STD clinics was that the STD programs usually have more control over the STD clinics as opposed to the other types of clinics out there. So our first objective was to evaluate the new performance measure. Is this a useful measure? Is it informative? And the second objective was to identify associated practices that impact the performance measure, including same-day treatment. And from there, we were wondering whether or not the same-day treatment was, one, appropriate, whether or not we could have gotten to other cases and appropriately treated them on the day of collection. And this is dealing with the issue of delayed treatment or loss to follow-up for treatment. And then a third issue that we were concerned about was the possible over-treatment of those with negative results. So the time period for this analysis was January to June of 2007, so it's a six-month period, not a full year. And the data is coming from 13 LA STD clinics. However, one of them closed pretty early on in this period, so that the data is essentially coming from 12 clinics. And the specimen collection dates were obtained from the public health laboratory, and treatment data was obtained from the LA case management database. So in terms of information on indicators for same-day treatment, they were collected from the clinic intake forms, and it was considered same-day treatment was considered appropriate when either there were signs and symptoms present and the patient was presumptively treated. The female was a known contact to a case and she was epi-treated. There was a positive test done elsewhere, or she was presumptively or epi-treated for CT because she was presumptively or epi-treated for GC. And this is, can you guys see that? I didn't know if the resolution was high enough. But the top, this is where I extracted the information from the STD clinic intake form. The top portion is the self-reported information, and the bottom portion is the clinician reported. And basically, they should correspond, especially for epi treatment. Hopefully, contact to CT or GC was marked. So these are the statistics that were reported to CDC as the CDC wanted it. And of the 607 chlamydia cases, 87% were treated within 14 days, and 92% were treated within 30 days. For GC, 77% of the roughly 200 female cases were treated within 14 days, and 84% were treated within 30 days. And these numbers are cumulative. So the 30 treated within 30 days includes the ones that were treated within 14 days. So it looks very impressive. From this, we thought, wow, we've got very good follow-up, treatment follow-up. However, moving on to the next slide, you'll notice that treatment at collection, most of these women that were treated at collection. 76% of the chlamydia cases were treated at collection, and 64% were treated for gonorrhea. So based off of this, having this one extra time frame made us wonder, first of all, are these women appropriately treated on the same day? Two, could we have gotten to more females, potential female cases? And three, how many negatives did we have to treat in order to get to these positives? So the analysis for the justification for same-day treatment on the left side, the treated at collection column, nearly all of the cases had justification for same-day treatment. That's a good thing. Moving on to whether or not more could have been more cases could have been treated for same day, treated on the same day. I broke them down by different time frames and included the those that were treated in over 30 days and not treated at all. But for the most part, most of them could have been treated on the same day. They had indicators for treatment on the same day. Nearly two-thirds of those not treated at collection could have been treated on the same day. That's for chlamydia. And also, just to note, these only include cases where we had intake forms, which is most of them, but there were a handful that we didn't. This is for gonorrhea, same story. Nearly all of the cases had justification for treatment at collection. Of the ones that were treated at collection, they had justification for it. Of the ones that were not treated at collection, three-quarters of those had justification for same-day treatment. So far we've answered the question of was same-day treatment appropriate? Yes. Could we have gotten to more females, potential female cases? Yes. Big but, though. That sounds bad, but... So, moving on to the next issue of over-treatment now. Yes, we could potentially treat everyone who comes into an STD clinic on the same day, but there's that whole mantra of do no harm. Are we over-treating way too many women to get to these positive females? And what I found, at least for chlamydia so far, was that of the women who had positive test results, three-quarters of them were treated on the same day, whereas for women who had negative test results, a quarter of them were treated on the same day. So that translates to positive women being 8 times more likely to have same-day treatment than the negatives, which is very good. I mean, that sounds like a good number. However, when you look at the pure numbers of number treated on the same day, we have twice as many negative women getting treated on the same day as positive women. So we had to treat 900 negative CT women in order to get to the 400 positive CT women. Moving on to gonorrhea, similar story. There were two-thirds of the positive test, women with positive test results were treated on the same day, whereas 11% of the negatives were treated on the same day, which translates to positives being 16 times more likely to have same-day treatment than negatives, which is even more impressive that it sounds like there's even more distinction here. However, looking at the pure numbers again, 4 times as many negative cases, negative test results had to get treated to get to the 100 positives. So in conclusion, most of the females who tested positive for CT or GC were treated on the same day as specimen collection. Still, more could have been identified and appropriately treated on the same day. And so my big recommendation is to include a category for treatment on the same day of specimen collection, because it would allow STD clinics to assess their policy on same-day treatment. For example, if you're finding that you're having quite a bit of delay to treatment or loss to follow-up for treatment, but low levels of same-day treatment, perhaps that's an option you should take a look at and revisit. In our case, for LA, we did not find that. We found the opposite, that there was quite a bit of same-day treatment going on. And at this point, I'm going to present the data by clinic to our medical examiner so that we can figure out whether or not this is because of a couple clinics just treating anyone who comes around. So this performance measure can impact overall treatment practices. And my other big point here is that same day treatment, delay to treatment or loss to follow-up for treatment, and over-treatment of negatives are all factors that need to be considered simultaneously in order to improve overall treatment practices. And I just want to thank my co-authors, Peter, Michael, and Geta from the STD program at LA County.
Questions?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Oh, the question was whether or not I took into account whether the CT, took into account GC for the CT cases and vice versa. The only extent to which CT cases were accounted for GC was whether or not they were epi treated for GC. Because if they were epi treated for epi or presumptively treated for GC, they would have been for CT as well. But that's as far as that went.
Other questions? I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that the people that left, the infected individuals that left, it looked like it took a long time for them to come back in. Did you look at that at all?
You mean of the people who were not treated
right
at collection, whether there is that slide. You can kind of extract it. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but this portion here, so if you extract out the numbers, the 527 minus 462, that's 60. Mm-hmm. 60 of the remaining, which is, it's the numbers. I'm terrible at calculations, but it would be the difference of the 527 minus 461 divided by 461 over 607. I wish I could calculate that in my head for you, but
right. It's that's a pretty important group of people.
Yeah.
That's a whole other program issue, but just being able to identify that, I think, is important. Other questions?
No, that's another thing. That's actually another. We would eventually like to get all of this into a paper and do a cost-benefit analysis on top of everything else. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if we can afford to do it either.
Other questions? All right. Well, thank you, Ben.
Great.
I'd like to thank.